This is CliffCentral.com.
Wagwan.
Greetings and salutations, people.
Hello, everyone.
Hey, how y'all doing? It's Friday.
It's Friday. Mm-hmm.
It's the Millennial Gen Show. Mm-hmm. We are back once again with no ill behavior this time, because we are a little tired this week.
I'm also full team.
Yeah, what?
You're what?
A full team.
Oh yeah, you know, I had to just shut into that for a second.
Wow.
Natty, you guys actually back, gonna baby. First of all, Sinclair bust into the studio, busy vlogging, screaming and shouting.
I'm currently vlogging right now.
She is doing it right now. Surprise. Why don't you tell the people where they can find your vlog?
Let's support the team members.
Yeah. Tell them where they can find your vlog.
I haven't even started my YouTube channel.
My girl, where can we find you? We're not asking you.
Okay, find me on Zed Does The Most. So my YouTube is obviously going to have the same name, because I'll be gallivanting the streets of
Joburg.
You know, doing the most.
In a good way or a bad way, because I wanted to speak about this earlier today. Your hands just do the most in Joburg.
Dog. Like, hands, I mean, I think this conversation goes both ways. They do the most in the best ways, and occasionally in the worst ways.
Yeah, it's like America, you've got the two extremes. Extreme good and extreme bad. I don't think we have average people here.
Yeah, we definitely don't. Like, everyone's, well,
if we
everyone's
do, I don't want to speak about them. I'm not speaking about average people.
Okay, so let's actually ask our female that's in the studio. Oh, first of all, why don't we tell them what we've got lined up for them today? We kind of just jumped into the conversation.
Okay, yeah, we got a lot of current affairs.
Yeah, we're gonna, so we have Bands with the Boys and Girls to start us off with. We have a lot of current affairs. We're gonna be talking about what's been happening in the world, because geez Louise,
shit's
the
been
world,
going down.
It's been going crazy.
This place is fucked up.
It's like it's lit. And then in the second half of the show, we got the homie Nguato releasing his EP Spencer live on the show. Bam, 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 bam.
You heard it here first.
You heard it here. You literally will hear it here first.
For real.
Damn,
as always, launching it. Yeah.
Okay, all right. So let's slingshot straight into current affairs.
Okay. So what's and been going down?
What's
this
been
week,
going guys? Down?
I think Zintle should update us, because she likes to sleep.
Yeah, yeah.
She is the media student, so.
I mean, there's two, but whatever.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Take it away.
No, okay, but first of all, you had a question for me on why girls do the most.
Yes.
Why girls do the most? Like, what is it?
Because we're free to do whatever the fuck we want to do.
In fact, we're all free. Yeah. We're all supposed to be free.
Yes,
though.
But guess what? We weren't always all free.
I'm black. I wasn't always all free too, girl.
Exactly. So you're obviously going to exercise your rights more now than...
Okay, I think first things first, let's clarify what doing the most means.
Yeah. Yeah.
What, well, do you,
that's
what do you
a good
mean
idea.
When you
what
say
do I mean
doing the most?
Mean by doing the most.
Yeah.
What do I mean?
You don't
that's
even
a very
know.
Good question. I don't know. It encompasses so much that term.
Do you know, I think, like, the more I think about what Zintle said, I think she has a point. I think it's because based on society's perspective and not understanding basically the way society sees women, when a woman just is free and she does what a lot of guys would do, like in the same situation, then it's perceived as doing the most, just because it's
okay.
Society's not used to it. That's my argument.
Can I
say
my quick rebuttal to that?
Go out.
Okay, so I feel like we're all allowed to do the most.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So why is it that we get stuck in instances where some will do the most and others won't, but the ones that are doing the most are also like, nah, but I'm free. Like, we're not all free, so should the rules not apply to all of us?
I think it's like, why are you concerned about what other people are doing?
Okay, but
okay. I don't know. I guess, look, I don't notice when people are doing like a lot.
No. But
I'm
not saying
worried
like
about myself.
If you're in that situation where you're doing the most, do the most, like,
yeah, be free, be wild.
I think also it's like, let's say if you don't grow up with money, when you get money, you're gonna be spending that shit like nobody's business, right? But someone who's grown up having money like their whole life is like, oh, whatever, like I don't need to, like,
I mean, that could go either way, though.
Yeah.
There are people, like, on opposite ends of the spectrum that, you know, would do both things.
Yeah.
But
continue, my bad.
No worries. No, but I think, I mean, because just going back to then doing the most, I think this is, I guess, also generally speaking, but I think in order to be able to do the most, you kind of can't really care what other people think.
Yeah.
Okay, I feel like we need to just define what doing the most.
Yes.
Like,
well, we tried, and you kind of failed.
You're speaking about doing.
Okay, let's go around the table. Let's start with the lady. What do you consider doing the most?
Okay.
Ms. Dead does
like
the most.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is actually going to be very interesting.
Okay, so from my perspective, doing the most, like, with my Instagram name, was just like every weekend I was out and I'd like come back and it'd be like a whole lot of stories, you know, because I was just doing the most on the weekend. So doing the most can be like,
what is this doing the most? You just brushed over it like this is a term we all know. What was this you doing the most?
I was doing a lot.
You see, but
you're literally using a single word to define it. Yes, like, look, we know.
So I'm going to give you three different ways which you could be doing the most.
Oh, okay.
So you can be doing the most, you know, hoe is life, you know.
Okay. That's one.
That one we know.
Okay, there we go.
Right, yeah. Was that me? Who knows?
That sounds like a yes to me. Okay.
Then there's doing the most, like, what I'm trying to be right now, like, just constantly busy working, like, grinding,
okay,
that kind of thing.
That,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then doing the most where you're just, like, puppering. Like, you're just, like, in everyone's face. You're just loud. I'm not talking about myself here. I'm talking about, like, people that are, like...
You don't,
like,
have to talk about yourself.
You see, I don't know about the first doing the most that you said, if that's your Z.
You don't know about
most,
Ho is Life.
No. I know about Ho is Life.
You've never participated in Ho is Life.
I don't know about you participating
in
Ho is
Life. Oh, yeah, because I didn't.
So, what I'm saying is, I know two of those three... Does the most applies to you?
No, listen.
Does the first one also apply to you currently? That is the question. That is my question.
No, I was
That's
saying,
all I was thinking about.
Doing the most in the sense that you're like doing everything except for what you're supposed to be doing.
And what is what you're supposed to be doing?
Like whatever your path is. Like, let's say, for example, I'm just like in your business, in Mark's business. But I'm not, like, focused on, like, what I need to do, like, my tasks, like, my three assignments.
And she told me that she's going out the whole weekend. No, she has three assignments.
Problems.
I'm vlogging.
Even Kumbo today sends me a message this morning. He sends me a message last night, and he's like, bro, I shouldn't be saying this as well. Actually, plagiarism.
You're exposing your friends.
Nah, but I didn't send it to him. I didn't send him my essay. I didn't. Disclaimer. But yeah, he sends me a message like, "Hey, bro, I need that essay." He's like, "Can I peruse your essay?" I'm like, "My God, you know this thing was due earlier, 12 o'clock." He's
what
like,
is it?
Media.
Oh, hectic! And guys, after four.
It's closed. Shut.
Sure.
Like, where I was like, no. You know, it's done for you.
Yeah.
He's like, "Nah, dude, I just wanna check." Today he sends me a message. In fact, I see him in adverts. He's like, dog, they shut that thing closed.
they put tape over it. You're not handing it in.
Like, even if you want to. Sure, unlike you.
See, he was doing the most, but not doing his media assignments.
Exactly.
She brought that full circle. That was a good one. Yeah, that was a good one. Okay, on to our next current affair. Let's talk about Bill Cosby, guys.
Okay, please explain.
Yeah.
I haven't been.
Shit. Guys, okay, so we all know that Bill Cosby's a dog. Basically, he ruined a lot of childhoods.
He does the most.
Yeah, he does the most. Bill Cosby did a shit ton of the most. For real, you know. And it's really disappointing. Especially from someone who was in our homes and lies. Anyways, I digress.
But also, like, to add on to that, like, he was a male, black, successful actor. Do you know what I mean? And, like,
he was like a role model.
Yeah, he was a role model. He wasn't like a role model. He was a role model.
He was a role model for
the
black.
He was, like, one of the first leading... black male roles in his own show. Like, that doesn't happen often. And
he made serious waves.
You
like
know what
it's,
I mean?
It's the perfect example of, like, one step forward, two steps back.
Exactly.
But this time he's taking so many people back with him. Okay, but anyways, the reason I brought this up is because the other day he got sentenced.
Yes.
Yeah. And he got 3 to 10 years in jail.
Yes.
I don't know, bro. I feel like this. What he was drugging people.
Yeah, drugging and raping.
Like, isn't
that
so scary?
That could be more than fucking 3 to 7,
right?
No, okay, so
it
why?
Should be more. And it was a lot of women who came forward.
I'll tell you why. So Lifetime actually came out with a documentary called Bill Cosby, The Woman Speak. So in terms of rape, there's actually like a law. You have, I think it's 10 years to report it.
Limitations.
Yeah, so basically, like, all these assaults happened, like, more than 10 years ago. That's why he didn't get trialed for, like, a majority of the people.
But didn't they still get him with, like, something like 40 counts or something like that?
It was a lot.
It was a lot. Okay, but yeah, that's 40. Very disappointing.
I don't want to talk about this nigga, if I'm honest. Fuck this nigga.
No, wait, just one point that we do have to bring up is the racial disparity. Because there was, I can't remember this lady's name, but a couple years ago, there was a white lady who was the same age as him, and she came forward saying that she killed Emmett Till.
I don't know. Within the conspiracy.
Yeah, she was involved in the conspiracy to kill Emmett Till. When she came forward, they were like, no, she's too old. She doesn't need to go to jail. She's learned her lesson, you know, type of thing. But then
Bill
Cosby, the same or very similar age, 3 to 10 years. Like, that's a serious disparity in the justice system. Like, what the fuck?
It shouldn't even be a one or the other. It should be both.
Yeah.
I feel like they should both go to jail.
They should. That's the point I'm trying to make. I don't think they should have let Bill Cosby go, because what he did was despicable and unforgivable. But she killed someone. Like, and she's trolling. She's living life.
It's murder.
America, that's murder. That's fucked up.
America's a scary place.
It's like, a very scary place. A very scary place. Like, I mean, there was a point where I wanted to live there, but hell no. Hell no. As a young black man, there's no way, dude.
I definitely live in America.
Yeah. Guys, like, there was that guy who got killed in his own apartment by a police officer.
Have you heard about the shit that goes down in SA? Like, have you heard about the real dirty shit that goes down in SA? And you're scared of America.
Like, are you going to tell us?
But I mean, at least here we still feel safe.
I don't know, like,
we feel safe because we live in nice neighborhoods, dog.
I think it's also because a lot of the media.
You're living in
the
fairy tale reality of South Africa. We're not living in the real dirt.
We live in a bubble.
But police officers don't go into other people's homes and kill them. Like, this chick,
she makes a point.
Yeah, like, this chick, so she's a police officer, and she so they live in the same apartment block, and she thought that this was her apartment. Like, you know, the key's not working. That's already telling you, like, fuck off. So she, like, breaks into the apartment, and she finds this guy in there, and then she immediately, her first reaction is to shoot him whilst he's in his own apartment.
So,
Wait.
This nigga got shot for being in his own apartment.
In his own apartment. That's, and she's
was
like,
he black?
Yeah, of course he was black, and she was white. And then do you know what they did? The police came out and they were like, he allegedly had, like, a bangie in his apartment.
I remember this story.
Like, oh, yeah.
So he was murdered, and then they turned him into a criminal.
Yeah,
exactly. And he never had a criminal record or anything.
Exactly. He was a lawyer.
And the media tried to smear his name just because he was black.
Bruh.
I can't believe
that. Onto, like,
no. Actually, I have something to say.
I think we're going to say the same thing.
Because the other day, I was actually speaking to one of my colleagues.
Yeah.
And, like, he's a bit ignorant when it comes to racial topics.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like one of those guys.
Bring him here so I can educate him.
Don't worry. Me, I gave him the full political racial debate smack down yesterday. Sure. You won't be participating in those chats anymore. But it's like, I feel like a lot of people are still ignorant to the issue of what it means to have been a racially abused group. Because people don't understand that there are still issues that are psychologically scarring people and continue to hinder us.
Yeah.
So, like, he was like, nah, but we've moved forward from that. Like, we're not in that time anymore. And, like, he was ignorant to the fact that it still affects, and it has affected society. Like, it's like staining a fucking nice white silk t-shirt that you just got from, I don't know, Prada or some shit.
From Dolce & Gabbana.
See, I don't want to bring that up, but
finish your point, man.
It's like, you're not going to get it out no matter how hard you try. It'll forever be a mark. Like, through time, maybe it'll fade and it won't be as noticeable. But it'll
be
always be there.
You know, that's a very true point. Like, I mean, Steve Biko even said and I actually think I've said it here before, but Steve Biko said the greatest weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the mind of the oppressed.
Yes, oh my god, okay, I'm like the biggest Steve Biko fan ever.
Okay,
And that's a seriously deep quote, because no matter how much all these bad things have gone and they've been eradicated, it hasn't changed the mindset. There's something really significant mentally that is stuck with people that still, you know, affects them to this day.
Yeah.
So, I mean, until these things are sorted out, we're not gonna, we have a long way to go. That's what I'm trying to say, right? Another point I was trying to make about, based on what Mark said, on how the media completely warps perspective and the media are brainwashing people, specifically American
and
media.
And stop watching ENCA, please.
And Fox News, please.
Yeah, definitely not Fox News. What's wrong with ENCA?
They just, all they talk about is Zuma and the Guptas. Why? Because they just...
that's current news.
Yeah, okay, but let me tell you. So they broke the story about the Dross rapist, right? So what's really whack, right? And
rapists.
Whack for me.
Damn straight.
Whack and lame are like two very strong words in my vocabulary.
Sure.
And along with
English major.
Sure.
And
this English major, dog, imagine.
Okay, but listen. Like, when I say whack, it's like the worst. So, first of all, they posted this guy, like, on social media, and they're like, okay, Dross rapist, blah, blah, blah. Here's the story. So, the articles have a picture of a black guy's hands behind bars. But
what?
The rapist is white.
Your
so dude. That's already, like, perpetuating, like, racial, like,
But like we study this, we literally, this is what it's like. They'll try paint a picture for what people have already seen and what people have already experienced. So they think, okay, it's okay, because most rapists that we encounter are black.
Yeah.
Which is very fucked up.
Yeah, dude.
And that's, since they would say whack.
Whack. Tick, tick.
Whack.
Like, and I mean, there was another story was in America. A perfect example of this, like on a big scale, was in America. There was this guy who killed his whole family. He butchered his entire family, his wife, his kids, and then he killed himself. And when they reported him on the media, they reported him with pictures of his family looking like this glowing family man. And then in the same state, there was this black guy who punched the guy in the face and ended up killing him because this guy followed his daughter into a store and was trying to assault her. So naturally, this guy fucked him up trying to protect his daughter. But then in the media, the only thing they portrayed him as, they only showed his mugshot. That's it. They didn't even tell their full story. They only showed his mugshot. The other guy, they used words like, oh, this father, this man, it was a mistake, his psyche snapped. But with the other guy, they were like,
the media always has an agenda.
Yeah, that's fucked up. And it's warping the perspective, the way society sees black people. Okay, and it's something we've known for a while.
Can I ask you guys a question?
Yeah.
So, like, I actually made my colleague feel so bad about his, like, racial discrepancies, let's call them. Like, he was like, he actually, like, he was reminiscing for like 5 minutes straight. He was like, shit, I didn't even know, like, it was that much of a moment for him. And then he asked me, he was like, so what can we do, bro? That made me so happy. Like, it made me smile.
Yeah,
like, it really made me smile. I was like, shit, okay. So he actually took that shit so, like, to heart so much that he asked me what he could do to make it better.
And that's the mindset we need.
Dog, that's the mindset
the whole country needs. But not then just one group, everyone.
What can we do?
Okay, I'll start.
Okay.
Let's start by having history, like...
debates,
okay.
Or...
No, like, okay, in high school, like, I did history, right?
Yeah.
And what was weird is, like, everyone was like, oh, history, whatever, I'm just going to do this for, like... not extra points, but like for higher average,
yeah,
right?
I get you.
And like a few years ago, the government actually wanted to make history a compulsory subject, and everyone was so against it. But like, where else are you going to learn about your country than history? Do you
it's
get what
definitely
I mean?
Essential.
But it really is, Doug, because how are you going to know how to go forward if you haven't seen the wrongs of the past?
Exactly. Yeah, and like, you're doomed to make the same mistakes, Doug, if you don't learn from your history.
It's like when we spoke about, sorry,
no.
But it's like when we spoke about. When we had our interview and we were asked, like, would you rather pursue a task blindfolded and just jump in, or would you ease yourself into it? And we all came with pretty much the same answer of, you need to do your research of what you want to get yourself into before throwing yourself there. Otherwise, you're going to be unprepared.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like for us as humans, we need to know what the injustices of the past were from a young age, so that we don't repeat them growing up, and so we can like strive for a better future together. Yeah. Otherwise, we're gonna make the same mistake.
Exactly, and so we can have a mindset of understanding, of knowing how people work, how they operate. So instead of trying to be better than someone, we'll accommodate them and try to work together. You know, we need to work together. We need to love each other. That's the truth.
A big part of it boils down to what you said, which is the ignorance. And ignorance can only be eradicated through education.
Exactly.
So,
sure.
If you don't have it,
right, Steven.
Doug, he was quiet for so long, and then he's like, wait 1 second.
I said, I'm going to drop a Nagasaki.
Sure, yeah, that's. Woo, tense.
Okay, that was a lot.
That was a lot.
Is there more? Cause
you did have another current affair, I believe, Zinke.
Before we move on to the next.
It's probably not the same one that you were thinking of, but it just like popped into my head right now.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, Michael Kors bought Versace for 2.
Okay, do you not even have your boyfriend on Facebook?
No, 2 billion. Wait,
do you not even have your boyfriend on Facebook? What?
Stop, I need to say
he bought a percentage in Versace.
No, wait.
He didn't buy the entire thing.
I knew that was too little.
2.12 billion dollars. How do you say that in numbers?
Billion.
2.12 billion.
No, but
my girl,
two billion.
100 million.
Yeah.
Okay.
2.12.
Sure, you're not a math major.
Wait, but what was the sign? Why?
It's big news.
Yeah.
It is big news.
No, why?
Why did you buy
2.12? Why? Why was that such
that's
a big?
How much?
2.2. billion.
No, I'm just saying she was going off about
30%
the point
of a company.
I know, that's crazy.
Part of Versace, but
I know. I
Donatello still he's still the majority owner.
Yeah,
but yeah, I wouldn't lie, that's a major move.
And also, because like guys, like in America especially, like maybe it's different here in South Africa. It definitely is. Like Michael Kors is seen as like, it's
high end, it's not luxury.
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
It's but the same it's like as that everywhere. Top
or where, yeah, but
like you
yeah.
wouldn't find it in Diamond Walk.
No, but yeah, it's like the fake Diamond Walk.
It's like the just before.
But that's what I'm saying. Like if you buy a Michael Kors bag here, it's like, oh, okay, you have money.
You've got
you know what I mean?
Money,
you're
yeah.
not buying
you're not
a Zara
you don't
bag
have
or whatever.
Shmoney.
Yeah, you don't have shmoney, but you have like money, you know?
Yeah, not lesser money, but you've got money.
Exactly. There, it's like you're buying like Forever 21, like, oh, whatever, everyone has Michael Kors. So
the spending power that side is a lot higher than it is here, but I'm sorry for interrupting.
Cheaper there. But that's what I just thought that was cool. Like, shout out to Michael Kors making money moves.
But that's another, just going back to the previous conversation with the news thing. All of the Facebook things that were like, no, he's buying Versace.
Exactly.
That's dude, literally
the
what
news finds anything to twist it about.
I won't lie, I was kind of like, how the hell
the
is Versace so like affordable?
No. Yeah, that's what I was like. How the fuck is Michael Kors buying Versace? Well, like,
you know what I mean? And only for 2 billion. I'm not gonna say the range.
2.1259 6.03
2.4 billion
that
was is
great.
A shitload of money.
Yeah, but Versace is a really big brand.
Yeah, yeah,
you
but
know
that's
what I mean?
Still a shitload of money for 30% of a company.
Shout out to Michael Kors for just having.
How much was Facebook bought? Facebook was bought at Instagram,
right,
I think,
out.
Was bought at. I don't know.
A lot.
I
Let's
don't
just
know.
Leave
More
it at that.
More than we have.
All right.
Okay. So should we move on to a
yeah,
break?
Yeah, we are. We're going to take a young music break real quick, but we're going to be back, and we got another guest on who's releasing his EP today. I'm Woo! So excited, y'all. Tell him what you got for him.
Got a young Tom Mish.
Some Tom Mish for
Tom Mish.
It's been a while. You know, all right, hit him with the Tom Mish. We'll be back, y'all.
This is CliffCentral.com.
What's up, y'all? So we back.
Can you say, where's the bed music?
Hey, dog, I'm sorry. I really wasn't prepared that time.
I shouldn't have cut you off. I'm sorry. I shouldn't have thrown you under the bus like
dog,
that.
You know?
The 10 seconds just came too soon.
But ladies and gentlemen, we got a new guest on.
Hey,
and the music in the background is happening perfectly. So you want to tell them your name? You want to tell them?
Yeah. The name is Nwantu.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah. Trust and believe Nwantu.
Hey,
man, that's dope.
So
man,
you want to tell us a little bit more about yourself? Because
yes,
I mean,
yes,
that was
yes,
smooth.
Yes.
That was like,
yeah. Well, I'm a rapper. I'm an actor, and I'm a writer. Basically, I'm a Renaissance man.
Sure.
I like to dip my fingers in whatever it is that I can do to create and touch people and move people.
I like that.
That's what I'm about. Yeah.
Finger licking good.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
I don't even know what that is.
I don't know what that is.
He said he likes the stiffest thing is fingers in what.
You were coming with the bars.
Yeah. So come on,
you're on the wrong side. Yeah.
So you're a man of the rebirth.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so
sir.
What type of writing are you into, dog?
Look, I write scripts. I'm currently working, like literally this morning I started working on a play, but I'm not really gonna get into it because I'm not sure what it is I want it to be about. I sort of know the angle what it is it's gonna be about. It's about like sort of my relationship with religion because I grew up around that kind of space. But that's not what we're here for. But anyways, but
I mean,
yeah,
we can
that
say
that
what we're here
for.
I mean,
for
very
that.
Cool
yeah.
concept.
Yeah,
we have
no,
a quick conversation
yeah, yeah,
about
yeah.
that?
I mean, like when you're born, you're sort of like you're programmed. Like what is fed to you is sort of like what is expected for you to become. So now the conversation is, what happens if the programming was not solid enough for the product to end up being what the programmer wanted it to be?
Ooh.
So that's what we're dealing with right now. A lot of us.
That's a big issue.
I think it's that nature versus nurture type vibes of like what you were meant to be versus what you came out as because of the situations you were put into in life and the decisions you had to make.
Zinhle looks so confused, dude. She literally looks
right now.
The thing is, she should probably know the subject better than me because she is actually a year in front of me in psychology. So how is this learning?
Come on,
what you do psychology?
My head is pounding. The conros are having me, guys.
The conros. Okay, let's get back to our guest.
Dope.
Stop making this about yourself, Zinhle. Damn. Okay, so tell us a bit more about your rapping, though.
Yeah, how long have you been in this rap game?
So, in 2016, I released a mixtape called Sunsets. the tape wasn't necessarily to generate hype or generate, like, you know, attention. It was sort of like a mourning process for me, because I'd shortly just, like, lost my granddad. Oh, and it was the first time that I lost someone that mattered a lot to me. And I guess that's, like, that was my mourning process. Okay. And it was well received by some people. Those who did get to hear it were like, oh, dude, this is really dope. So Spencer is the follow-up, and it's sort of like, it's more intentional. It's not like I'm going through a process like, okay, cool, here's a body of work that I'm creating. I'm purposefully trying to make it sound good and be well received. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so you're trying to program that soundtrack to be what you
want.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's all about the programming, and that's what I'm trying to be about, you know. So yeah.
So tell us about Spencer. What? So you said that you made this one more intentionally. How long have you been making it for?
I'd say roughly a year, probably.
Roughly,
took me like this year, like a little bit. Yeah, yeah, just roughly a year. Spencer comes from, it's a concept, basically, like, Spencer is a channel for me. It's not an alter ego, it's a channel. So, in my life, right, I've found myself in spaces or in situations where I question my purpose, or whether, like, I'm pursuing something that's, like, fulfilling enough for me to end up being who I need to be.
Yeah.
It's just like the age-old question that millennials are facing, kind
damn
of.
Damn straight.
You know what I'm
saying? So yeah. You're coming to question your purpose,
yeah,
and what,
yeah,
you, what you're meant to be,
yeah,
doing.
Like,
so
many Spencer's of us
sort
are.
Of like, yeah, so Spencer's sort of like a rise from a dark place where literally I felt purposeless. I'm not necessarily sure what my purpose is, but I'm more driven to sort of like pursue it and find it than I was before. So Spencer's just me, like, getting out of a dark space, getting out of depression and, you know, anxiety, like intense anxiety, and sort of like putting myself out there and, like, you know, sharing my fucking art.
So yeah. Would you say you're feeling, or you feel more like you're on the right track right now to finding what that purpose is?
Yeah, yeah, I am. I am. And it's mainly because of people outside of me.
Okay.
So my creation process is very introspective. It's very internal. So when I bring it outside, I usually gauge how the people around me react to it. So if it's not touching or moving anyone, then I would be like, you know what, I'm not doing the right things. But there's people who don't know me, I don't know at all, that hit me up and be like, yo man, like, this thing that you wrote really connected with me. And those little things are the reason why I feel like, okay, I might be on the right track.
You might,
yeah,
be onto something.
I might be on the right track.
Okay, so I know this interview is, it's about you, but I also want to open the floor up a bit.
Yes.
Like, you guys and the people watching, the people listening, do you guys feel like you found your purpose where you are right now? And it's not a bad thing if you haven't.
I'll start. I mean, I don't think I have it yet. I feel like purpose is a shifting goalpost. You know,
yeah,
it's,
yeah, yeah. It's like
purpose,
success.
Yeah, it's a sense of fulfillment, I guess. It's the sense that you feel like what you're doing is right. Exactly like you said. But I mean, do opinions not change? Do you not want different things at different points in your life? You
That's
know?
My thing. I was going to say, like, so we, I feel like we shouldn't only also rely on people reinforcing us,
yeah,
to confirm our purpose in life, you know,
yeah,
just because someone isn't telling you, ayo dog, what you're doing is incredible, ayo, what you're doing is, you know, it's life changing, doesn't mean that what you're doing isn't your purpose.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And everyone's on a journey of their own. You need to trust your own process. Like,
yeah,
you can't,
yeah,
you can't be looking where you're going if you're too concerned with what everyone else is doing.
And you gotta,
you know,
be comfortable with change as,
exactly,
well. You gotta be,
sure,
comfortable with the possibility of you being wrong, or not necessarily being wrong, but like having to change your trajectory.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be, you able, know, to, yeah, adapt, because just like Kenisa said, it depends on the situation.
Yeah.
It's not always going to be... It's like success. Like, success is a moving goalpost.
Trust.
Do you ever in life want to be like, nah, I've made it?
Never.
Because when you think
say
you've
that,
made
you
it,
stop.
You stop. You slow, you down.
You never know how far you can go if you, at some point, you're like, no, this is it. This is where I want to stay.
Mm.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like when it comes to, like, as you said, with purpose, it's like, what you need to do in life is forever changing, because the situations in life and society are forever changing.
Yeah, yeah.
Trust.
So we need to, as people ourselves, we need to change our purpose if we feel like we found it. We can't stay the same the whole time.
Yeah.
Darwin said it, only the fittest survive,
motherfuckers. Trust and believe.
Yeah.
Did,
like,
he,
I mean,
survive,
purpose is purpose.
Too soon. Imagine.
I had literally just dropped a bar.
Dog, a hot bar. And
she didn't even let it breathe.
Dog,
she
didn't
let it breathe, bro, for real.
Jeez.
But talking about bars,
let's just jump into the music.
Yeah.
You read my mind there, dog. Okay, so what song do you want us to play first? Because I got this whole thing.
What's your favorite? What's your favorite track on the project?
I don't have one yet. I'll be honest, I don't have one yet.
I like that.
Yeah,
at the same time,
like
I don't.
Yeah. It feels like, oh, sorry, we tried to, not like we can play all six at once, dude.
Let's
damn.
Let, Let's play track one. Let's start from it.
Track one. All right. Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah.
If everyone would just give me 1 second to start everything out.
Okay, no, we didn't get everyone else's definitions of purpose. True. If you guys are listening over there on my Instagram live on Zintles, is she quit?
Yeah, comment. Tell us what purpose means to you.
If you think you found your purpose and what it means to you.
This is a bit bleak, right? But like, I don't know who said the quote, but they said, you're worst at what you do the best, and that you get it. So like,
I don't know. Can you elaborate?
Yeah.
Let's say if your best quality or whatever was singing, within the realm of singing, you're the worst singer. Do you get it? So you're the worst at what you do best.
That is very bleak.
That is very bleak.
But how are you going to shit on our dreams? That shit now, though? are you going to tell me I'm the worst at what I do best?
What? No. So my biggest fear is just like finding my purpose and whatever, and just. It doesn't sit well with people. I'm not excelling in what I enjoy, if that makes sense. Mm.
You know what you told me at the beginning of the show?
What did I tell you?
Why are you letting people get you down? Why are you letting people influence you that much?
I think, do you know why? Especially in like the media industry or entertainment industry, like your success, as much as you may be good or whatever, it's based on how people receive you.
It's so intense.
You're literally constantly seeking affirmation for your stuff. Like, even if this was the best show ever, if no one's listening, it's like, we're not going to move forward.
You're a brand. You have to consider
Are you, like, does your life revolve around what other people think?
No, my, like, ultimate goal is, like, my career being, like, number one. Like,
So then my thing is, what I'm trying to say is, maybe you're searching for the wrong audience if you're searching for validation from other people that aren't receiving you the way you need to be received. Maybe you need to go find somewhere else and push your stuff somewhere else in order for people... To be who you like. You want people to like you because you're you and you're authentic. You don't want people to like you because you've had to alter and fine tune who you are for them to receive you the way you want to be received.
Exactly.
You want people to receive you for what you've done and who you are genuinely.
Yeah, and the first thing is about society. Society both criticizes and congratulates people who are weird. Like, society is always going after saying be unique, be yourself, be different.
And then as soon as they support people who are exactly like them.
Yeah, you'll get one or two people who are praised for their weirdness or their uniqueness, but then everyone else is just called weird.
I don't know if you know Slick. If you guys follow Rihanna, probably not. But she has one of her models for Fenty Beauty, Slick, and she
is it the one with the slick wood, and she's
unconventionally like seen as pretty. And there was like a whole like.
Debate.
Yeah, on her like.
Oh, whether she's beautiful.
Yeah,
on her
Instagram, it was like little like ugly shaming. It was so horrible. Like people being like.
Who do people think they are?
No, but can I tell you what as well? This guy. Remember earlier in the show, I told you about this guy, this colleague of mine. So Mandem was telling me the other day, dude. This guy, he's such a sweetheart. I love him, bro. He was
He's a sweet guy.
Okay, I'll speed it up because I know we're running out of time. And we got freestyles that we need to get out the way.
Make your point.
So my point is, like, this whole thing of people tuning, nah, she ain't beautiful because she's got a gap in it. How the fuck does that change that someone's beautiful or not?
Is that the reasoning? Is that the only reason that they're doing?
I just think it comes down to minding your own business.
Damn straight. Close the internet.
Dude, did you see what I shared on Facebook the other day?
Did you see what lined up for us to play? What song is lined up? Because that's what I'm
interested in.
Yo, girl, but anyways... Okay, we're playing track one, which is titled Regal Beings, and you can tell us all about it afterwards.
Yeah, enjoy.
I roll. hidden in the trees. Camouflage only charge when the camera's on. Let some people go the way they acted, what's the Decepticon? Let my people go, we need the paper like the Amazon. Pack my shit and go, you'll see my face when the TV's on. See my face when the TV's on. See my face when the...
Funky though, didn't I?
No.
Okay, first question. Tell us who was on them vocals.
Yeah,
bro.
Right. Yeah. It's a young lady by the name of Ndishane. She's a young singer, human lady, amazing writer as well.
She doesn't sound human. She sounds out of this.
Yo, brr. Like no real talk. What? Like you could have seen the recording session. Day. She literally whispered into the microphone, and it sounded like that.
Nah.
Yo.
Maybe I must just
real talk. It was insane.
Now nah, that's yeah. talent for real, bro. Yeah, yeah. I was speaking about talent. You hit some bars there, yeah, so yo. You know what you're gonna do first now.
Yeah.
Bitch, you going freestyle?
Really? Why are you calling people bitches? Yeah, like,
God, it was just dramatic. It was more dramatic than big. Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
That was a bit hostile. <All right. laughs> That was a bit hostile.
You know, you're
ready?
Welcome though. Yeah, sure.
All right, yeah. So we've got
sure-ish.
Sure.
Like I've never done this before.
So really? Hectic.
Yeah, I never did this before. That one.
Yeah.
I never did this before.
All right, no. So we got a pound cake instrumental lined up for you.
Uh-huh.
So a dead drop dead beat.
Can I get some?
Must I bring it down?
Nah, I'm good. Yo. Just got the hook on it too.
Oh, it's got
everything. Alright, hey yo. Alright, let's start it again from the top. I'm just getting my levels right. Sorry about that, man.
Alright, just give me a second.
Let me up on Gen 3, yeah.
Okay, you ready?
You ready?
Yeah. Alright, let's go.
The method is strategic. Make these niggas tired, now they borderline anemic. Make him see the light, make him realign with Jesus. I'm about to change your life, you in the presence of a genius. Presence of a Caesar, these presents I present, I prepare them in my leisure. These peasants must repent, for I bring the guillotine out. Mary Antoinette, how? I got to eat the cake out. I think they want some beef though. I opened up a steakhouse, incompetent fools. You niggas shaggy in school, the way you don't have a clue. I might enter career, I might open a school. To be perfectly fair, it depends on my mood. Okay, menacing man, malevolent, bland, peddling. Come as I am, these veterans look settled in. Plata o plomo like Medellin, bandits every beat. I am murdering, clear the scene, damn it. Pull up where you stay at. Empty out the magazine, kidding, only shit. In pursuit of these magazines, feel it in my roots. It's the truth that I distribute. Got too much to lose, off the bench like a substitute. No substitute for hot.
I'm sorry, that was my
bad. Yo, I was going like, so hard,
nigga,
bro.
What? Come on, yo, let's start me again, please, please. Okay. Start me again, man.
All right,
let's,
all right.
Let's wait until, let's wait for all reactions until the end.
That's in the zone.
Okay, okay, we're going to hit that again. You ready?
Wait. Oh, shit,
oh,
that was
damn.
All my fault.
I got it,
man.
That was your fault, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Nah, that's not the card. Okay, hit it, hit it.
Okay. Game two.
Check the method is strategic. Make these niggas tired, now they borderline anemic. Make him see the light, make him realign with Jesus. I'm about to change your life, you in the presence of a genius. Presence of a Caesar, these presents I present. I prepare them in my leisure, these peasants must repent. For I bring the guillotine out. Mary Antoinette, how? I got to eat the cake out. I think they want some beef though. I opened up a steakhouse, incompetent fool. You niggas shaggy in school, the way you don't have a clue. I might end your career, I might open a school. To be perfectly fair, it depends on my mood. Okay, menacing man, malevolent, bland, peddling. Come as I am, these veterans look settled in. Plata o plomo like Medellin, bandits every beat. I am murdering, clear the scene, damn it. Pull up where you stay at, empty out the magazine. Kidding, only shoot in pursuit of these magazines, feel it. In my roots, it's the truth that I distribute. Got too much to lose, off the bench like a substitute. No substitute for hard work and preparation. Don't try, usurp my motivation. You see, I'm too blessed for desolation. My destination predetermined by my God relation. Sign of the signs, fight with the gods, lay with the stars. They witness us, notice they all look at my scars. Far from being done, shoot for the moon, son of a gun. Son of a gun. Look. Surfing on the surface of these shallow seas, hope we find our purpose, so these melodies aren't fallacies. I'm deluded, I've alluded to being rooted for, but the same people left me on the floor like somebody they never knew before. I'm a titan when I'm writing, it's enticing when I'm reciting. I know, quite exciting. I'm delighted to see the fear ignited indeed. Mediocre MCs, I think I'm pulling my seat. Pull up game was too weak, and I expect in 2 weeks, and I don't answer my phone, my nigga, leave me alone. I swear I've heard this before in my dreams. Celestial beings connecting. See sunset drop, now I'm reloaded. Oh my God, I might be chosen. I hear the calling, keep postponing. I need a dose of serotonin. I'm too down, won't stay down. I'll be better in the morning. I'll be better in the morning. Say my prayers in the nighttime. I'll be better in the morning. Conversate with the night sky. I'll be better in the morning. Send my prayers in the night time. I'll be better in the morning. Conversate with the night sky. Yes.
Boss, man.
Yo.
Jeez, that was hot, dog.
That was like,
man,
an Absol type. Like Kendrick type.
You
like
so.
Nah, that was sure so a part hard. Of
TDE. Hey.
Yo, top dog, hit me up, bro.
So like, shit, are you signed, man, or are you
independent? I'm very indie, man. Like, I'm so indie, it's like, it's frustrating, but I'm doing it.
So you want to be signed?
I mean, I would like, I don't know if signed is the word, but I you need help, man.
You
like,
want
the way
like
that the
support,
game is, yeah. The way the game is, like, you need money. Like, you actually do need money. You can't, being good is just not good enough.
Yeah. And you need some clout. You need like people behind you.
You need people to, like, yeah,
you know, just like throw you out there, you know.
We've got Zinkler busy doing the clout and dance.
Zinkler's
right
all the clout.
I have all of our clout here, guys.
Yo, clout chase. No, for real.
Yeah, she gets it all from us, so she's got a lot.
Yeah. No, man, thank you guys. This is going to give me a little bit of clout, dog.
A lot of bit of clout.
Like, me being a little bit is like me being like, you know, I'm not trying to like, but you guys are like, what you guys are doing is really dope, man.
Thank you. We try.
That was like a sync, an in sync thing. We were like,
okay, but unfortunately, we are out of time. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having me, man.
Do you want to let the people know where they can get a hold of you?
Yes, please.
And your EP.
Yes, please. Yes, please. So, you guys can check me out on Instagram at Nwatu most of the time.
You're going to need to spell that.
Yeah. That's Nwato. Most of the time. Nwato most of the time.
See, I was going to ask because I was going to be like, so do I spell it like that all the time? Yeah. And then you just clarified that it's within the name.
The other times he's Spencer.
Yeah, the other time, apparently. but yeah, that's where the music is going to be. Like, I'll share it through that. And you check me out on Twitter as well. That's my handle as well. So yeah, man, trying to make this shit beautiful, yeah?
Hey, man.
You've been doing that.
You've been doing the things, dog.
Yeah. But anyway, guys, unfortunately, it is that time of the day. We have run out of time.
We are even 20 seconds over. Whoops.
But you know what? I enjoyed the conversations we had today. I feel like we need to entertain them a bit more.
So yeah, guys, give us a listen. Give us your feedback. We actually had some people who gave us some fire comments.
Yeah, let's actually just shout Mandem out quickly. Yeah,
real quick.
Sure,
he dropped some bars and we were asking questions.
Yeah, okay. So we got Andre Michael Mikado.
Andrew, isn't it?
Andrew. And he was saying, yeah, everybody deserves to be somebody. Somebody, period. No, everyone deserves to be somebody, period.
But
it's possible to chase the wrong dream that doesn't devalue who you are.
Boss.
Weirdness is what makes us individuals. What is conventional at the end of the day? Okay, I don't know.
Biggity boss.
And then, yeah, he was just thanking us for what we've been saying.
Yeah,
and
we did have a great conversation.
Thank you, Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew.
To the heart.
We definitely have to say thank you to our producer, AV, in the back there. Shout out. Sorry, ran over time.
Out here.
Yeah, we got photographers in here. So we're going to be back next week. Oh, for me, Kanye Palmer, you can find me on Instagram at Kanye Palmer. We love y'all. Uh-huh. Wishing you guys love, light, and a great weekend.
Yeah. Okay, and me, Zeta Samos, and saying bye. And follow me on Instagram because we're trying to make a new.
Guys, okay, let me just do this for you, Zinle. Zinle needs 13 more followers so she can reach 2,000 followers. Let's support the girls' dream.
Guys.
Let's support the girls' dream.
ZED does the most.
It's your boy Adair, aka Your Majesty.
And from your boy Mark Packham on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Facebook. Please add Mark on Facebook.
No, it's just follow me on Facebook.
Okay, so
I'll follow people now.
We're actually gonna sign out with one of the boys' songs called Two Running featuring Zepto, Virgo, and Third Mind.
Yeah.
Alright, Charles, so we out.
Peace. Enjoy weekend.
Peace out.
Wake up in the morning, pockets got no money, caught up in this worry, gotta keep on running, phone is always ringing, they want something from me, all they do is take, and I'm never saying nothing, gotta keep on running, pinnacles are waiting, hold me on the phone, say he's about to have a baby, shawty on the phone, ask me when we going steady, not ready, tell her I'm not ready, not ready, gotta keep on running, better days are coming, see me as a threat, I guess we got that in common, I got some regrets, but I gotta keep on running, I'm stopping, gotta keep on running, I'm running. I pray to God, want you to heal my soul. I crave the light, darkness can be so cold. Right from the dust, what do you made of gold? I'll reach my goal, that much I know, but gotta keep on running. Gotta keep on running. Running out of time, running out of space, running out of space, running out of breath, running out of patience, running out of friends, running out of days, running out of ways, trying to ease the pain, trying to ease the pressure. Running out of time, running out of space, running out of space, running out of friends, running out of patience, running out of friends, running out of days, running out of ways, trying to ease the pain, trying to ease the pressure. Tell me why you stalling, this year isn't hard.
line. I don't ever have to log in. Stuff been on my mind. I've been dealing with some problems. Suited to the venue. I guess I gotta solve it. Shooting for the sky, but it feels like I'm falling. I don't wanna die, so I'm running from a coffin. Wake up from your slumber, trying to ease the hunger. Running from the goal, so I'm chasing up the summer. Summer. Jump to my knees, the ground swallows me. I swim to the seas, the waves sink me deep. I sit on a cloud and I can finally breathe. I guess all of this I just had to release to find peace.
CliffCentral.com